A basic rule of storytelling is that you can't tell a story until it's finished. The saga of the jazz and pop vocal album can now be told in light of the current overwhelming evidence that the album format itself is becoming a thing of the past, rapidly receding into the recesses of history. That quote comes from the preface of a new book by Will Friedwald called The Great Jazz and Pop Vocal Albums. With a look at his new book, I'm Elaine Deal for WVXU. This is not Mr. Friedwald's first book of lists. It actually completes a trilogy. His first two books in this series are Stardust Melodies, a biography of 12 of America's most popular songs, and a biographical guide to the great jazz and pop singers. He's written a total of 9 books, all about music or musicians, plus he's written about music for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Sun. He's a Grammy nominee times 8 for liner notes, an art form he believes is already gone, as referred to in the preface. And he's written for The Village Voice, Vanity Fair, and The New York Times. I imagine one could spend years exploring his record collection. This book is much more than a list of titles. A careful read provides a history of the album, including concept albums, live albums, collaborations, soundtracks, and more. The author has settled on 51 albums that he freely admits are his choices. Each album is written about in depth, clearly from a man who has, as they used to say, worn out the grooves, spinning his beloved vinyl discs over and over again. It occurs to me at this point that it might be useful to review what a record album actually is. Although the author states that it's a form of music delivery whose time has come and gone, there's another generation who have discovered the joys of vinyl albums as seen by their sales resurgence recently, including at Shake It Records here in Cincinnati. Even though music is now more often purchased a la carte, by the song, digitally, often with nothing you can actually hold in your hand or file on a shelf, music lovers under the age of, say, 35 have begun revisiting the art form. The classic record album involves geography, what goes on side A and what on side B, sequencing, in what order does one put the songs. Artwork, liner notes, booklets, credits, labels. A record album is so much more than just the music it contains, yet ultimately the music is the star of the show. This book is entitled Jazz and Pop Vocal Albums, but what is a pop song? According to ThoughtCo.com, a great pop song includes a catchy melody, a beat that you want to move to, lyrics speaking to your heart and head, plus a voice that holds your attention. So some of ThoughtCo.com's 100 Greatest Pop Songs include Lena Horne's Stormy Weather, Judy Garland's Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night. You'll find all three of these singers mentioned in Friedwald's book, along with other great vocalists like Sarah Vaughan, Jimmy Scott, and Johnny Hartman. You won't find rock albums in this book, except for God Bless Tiny Tim. Yes, that Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips and all. Albums you might expect to see on such a list like The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Beyoncé's I Am Sasha Fierce, or Bob Dylan's Highway 61, any of the first couple Led Zeppelin albums, Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly, or Whitney Houston's stunning first record, nowhere to be found in this book. But you will find artists like Peggy Lee, Ella Fitzgerald, Billy Eckstein, and Bobby Short. As you read Mr. Friedwald's text, it is clear that each of these albums is a masterpiece, regardless of ultimate numbers of sales. And it's worth noting that the title is The Great Albums, not The Best Albums. Still, it is really the ultimate mixtape, a list of albums, treasures of repeated listening experience, each one worth losing a weekend exploring or re-exploring. Some of the highlights in the book include his essay about the very first record on his list, Louis Armstrong meets Oscar Peterson, to Bing and Satchmo, and his discussion of Bing Crosby's impact on the record album, Fred Astaire, yes, the great dancer who didn't think much at all of his own singing chops, Carmen McRae Live, and the glorious Cassandra Wilson. The book is written by someone who clearly loves music and musicians, someone who has done his homework and is eager to share the report with the rest of the class. As mentioned, Mr. Friedwald is resigned to the fact that the record album as he knew it is a thing of the past, even as there is a big resurgence in interest in the vinyl LP with sides A and B and big, beautiful cardboard album covers to study and enjoy and pore over while the record spins. The smell of ink, the feel of vinyl, the occasional pop or hiss through the needle, a gentle reminder of the joy of records. His book is a great place to start should you want to collect some true classics of the art form of the record album. From the back jacket of the book, with verve and an infectious love of music, Friedwald tells the stories of 51 jazz and pop albums that have become benchmarks by which subsequent records have been measured. His passionate description of each album in this indispensable guide will drive readers to listen to the albums once again or for the first time. The book is The Great Jazz and Pop Vocal Albums, published by Pantheon Books and available now. We'll be happy to link you up on our website, WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal, and as our author writes, may the music never end.